But even the basic question trips up Joe. Trips up Joey B, the regime leader. Because the man doesn't, he's not there mentally. He's absolutely not there. And we saw this yesterday. When Joe Biden pretty much gave up the border crisis to Kamala. He's like, yeah, she's gonna do it. And, yeah, that's it. We done here. That's pretty much what happened. Nobody wants to admit it, but that's what happened yesterday. Yes, here we go. We have actual video. Well, we have audio from this. Let me know, Justin, because, you know, some of these are touch and go. This is what happened yesterday with Joe Biden and Kamala la 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 la, where they were sitting at a press in 1600 Pennsylvania Ave here in the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing.
And but the vice president's agreed, among the multiple other things that have happened in the meeting, and I appreciate it, agreed to lead our diplomatic effort.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday put Vice President Kamala Harris in charge of efforts to stem the flow of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Because we know Kamala knows how to put people in prison.
That has led to a surge in unaccompanied children and an overcrowding of processing facilities. Harris said she'll work to address the root of the problem with leaders from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Many migrants say they make the journey to escape poverty, crime, and battered economies.
And then they go to the inner cities.
Economies from natural disasters in Central America.
While we are clear that people should not come to the border now, we also understand.
Like, she does the biggest wink.
We say you shouldn't come to the border now. Wink.
And that we will enforce the law. And that we also, because we can chew gum and walk at the same time, must address the root cause.
She can't even get the term right. It's walk and chew gum at the same time, you big dummy.
Causes that cause people to make the trek.
Their remarks came moments before some U.S. journalists were allowed access Wednesday to a migrant facility in Carrizo Springs, Texas, as reporters pressed the White House for more transparency. Journalists have been repeatedly asking the White House to visit the migrant facilities for a firsthand look at living conditions, and they have not had access until Wednesday's tour. Video showed masked children playing soccer and basketball.
All right.
Journalists were allowed into the main staged area to see a staged soccer match full of kids in masks.
Right? Journalists were allowed to see the happy little migrants.
Journalists.
That's right. The journalists. Hi, journalists. Hi. Of course, they scrubbed this part where Joe goes, all right, Kamala, you're going to do it. And are we done here? And that's that. He was like, what do we do now? And then Joe Biden's press team came in and said, all right, we're done. Bye. Goodbye. You know, they do that in their little condescending, passive aggressive way. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. We're done here. Thank you. And they just shoved the press out like the bunch of little, you know, poodles that they are. So we have that. Yesterday, in preparation for this supposed press conference that's going to happen, but it's all setting up, and Justin and I are going back and forth. I'm telling you, they have to let Joe go a year. I think they're going to try and get him to the summer, and then he's just going to go dark, right? Because summer politically is not a big, you know, everything tends to slow down in the summer. Not much news. I think they're just trying to get into the summer and they're going to put him back in the basement. They might pop him out for a couple holidays here and there, but they can't have Kamala take over 3 months in. I mean, they really could because they have no idea about optics, but
I mean, her cabinet's almost in place.
Yeah, full of all diversity, LGBT, QMAP, and migrants. Well, does he even do a State of the Union? That's a question people are, he's gone before the State of the Union. He's well past the point of even doing one. Oh, the one next year? Yeah, maybe. Maybe, well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe January of next year, he's out.
If he's but president in January next year, Kamala's giving the State of the Union. He's not even going to be there.
No. I mean, you were seeing this whole slowly giving over control and power to Kamala la, and seeing what goes from there. So when it happens, this supposed press conference this afternoon, we'll carry it live because a car crash, still a car crash, and we all like to see them. No matter how bad they are, we all rubberneck. So we'll take care of that.
My bet his press conference is he's going to come out and see us. He likes ketchup on his hot dogs, and that's it.
I'll bet you this Justin press conference is already done. Press conference is already taking place, and there's not going to be any that they're live, quote-unquote, will be a staged press conference with participation from the reporters. It's going to be edited. It's going to be completely beat up to the point where, not beat up, but it's going to be chopped up. It's going to look like a fight scene from the first Taken movie where there was 95,000 quick cuts. We're going to have 100,000 quick cuts in this press conference to make it look like Joe's actually there. I'm telling you, this press conference is done. They may say it's live, but it's already been filmed.
I give you that. You're going to see Kamala act like the lady from Austin Powers. Send out the body double!
Send out the reporters! Yep. They might deep fake it, too. There's a lot of strategies that the White House has to get through this. It's going to be in the White House, supposedly. So all they have to do is throw a live animation in the corner, and they could have done this on Monday. And if the White House tells the press to shut up and not say anything until Thursday, the willing, compliant press will do so. But I don't believe for a second that the live press conference today is going to be live. I don't think so. And if it is, that'll be amazing.
Then you get, I like ketchup on my hot dogs.
Listen, no, this is what you get if you get a live press conference tomorrow. Listen to this. They caught this yesterday. I don't know who caught it. Fox News caught this yesterday. This is what he was asked. He said, they're like, Joe Biden, are you ready for your press conference? And he went, what press conference? And they were, whoa, what are you talking about? I hope you heard it. He said, what press conference? He doesn't even know. That's what happens when you give Joe the live mic. Although, we got to give Teddy Cruz, though. Teddy Cruz, Freedom Cruz had a great quote yesterday when he was talking to the press about COVID. So take a listen to this.
Good afternoon.
Would you mind putting a mask on for us?
Yeah, when I'm talking to the TV camera, I'm not going to wear a mask. And all of us have been immunized.
So somebody asked him, hey, can you put on a mask for us? And Freedom Ted had this to say.
Yeah, when I'm talking to the TV camera, I'm not going to wear a mask. And all of us have been immunized, so.
It'd make us feel better.
Jer?
It'd make us feel safer if you put a face mask on.
And Braveheart Ted had this to respond.
You're welcome to step away if you like.
Nice. That's pretty great by Teddy. Just leave.
Can you wear a face mask to make us feel safer?
Why don't you just leave? That's the attitude we need to start taking with people.
I don't feel safe without you.
You know what? Then go home. Go home. We're good. The freedom of the First Amendment doesn't guarantee you have to be here, sir. You can go home. So that was something that we had to take a listen to. All right. Let me get to it now because I don't know with the press conference, and I do have a couple articles that I want to talk about in the later parts of the show. Y'all like that National Treasure movies with Nicolas Cage? We all like Nicolas Cage, right? Yeah, well, they're relaunching National Treasure, but with an illegal immigrant. That's a real thing. Also, I'm gonna tee off. You're gonna want to wait till the end of the program because Hollywood is mocking God. Hollywood is mocking Our Lady. And it will not be tolerated, at least from this guy. I will talk about this movie called Unholy. You may have seen ads for it. The Unholy. You're not going to like this, but me going off on it, you're going to want to hear. So, I'm being told, and it's being reported, that the pilot, or it's not the pilot. Who's the person at the? He's not the captain. I'm the captain now. Who's the person who's actually at the helmsman? Right, the helmsman, person who actually steers the ship. The helmsman at the center of the large container ship, the Evergreer, or the Ever Given, that's sitting in the Suez Canal. Was a lady.